Reverend James, off to you.
Thank you, Laura. Good morning, everyone. Happy Memorial Day weekend. If you will, please join me in the invocation. Great Spirit, loving universal force, we invite and welcome your presence in our service today. Open our hearts and mind to the love and wisdom of Spirit. We ask that you, our loved ones and guides, draw in close to bring us comfort and wisdom from the higher side of life. Fill us with your love and inspiration. Amen. All right, everyone, if you would get comfortable and we'll move on into the meditation portion. As we begin this meditation, let us set our intention to connect with our inner selves and the universe around us. We are open to receiving insights and guidance from the divine that will bring us peace, healing, and alignment to our lives. We trust that this meditation will serve our highest good. Start off by taking some deep breaths. Begin by taking a deep breath, inhaling deeply through your nose, allowing your belly to expand. Inhale slowly through your nose, and on exhale, contract your belly. Doing that one more time, take another deep breath. Inhaling deeply through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. Now imagine roots growing from the soles of your feet deep into the earth. These roots connect you to the grounding energy of Mother Earth, providing stability and support. With each breath, feel this connection growing stronger and know that you are safe and protected. As we continue to breathe, let us visualize ourselves in a peaceful environment, such as a calm beach with gentle waves rolling in on the shore. Take in all your surroundings, the sights, sounds, smells, and sensations. Allow yourself to be fully immersed in this peaceful environment, feeling a sense of relaxation and tranquility wash over you. Now, bring your focus back to your body. Starting from the top of your head, gradually scan down your body, releasing any tension as you go. Relax your forehead, eyes, jaw, shoulders, your chest and abdomen, all the way down your arms and hands, and then your legs and feet. Now, visualize a bright white light at the top of your head. This light represents your higher self and infinite wisdom. Imagine this light expanding and enveloping your entire body in a protective and loving glow. Now bring your focus to your heart center, the space in the middle of your chest. Feel the warmth and the energy here. Now visualize a bridge of light forming from your heart center to the light above your head, connecting to your higher self and to the divine. Silently repeat to yourself, I'm connected to my higher self and the divine universal energy. I am open to any guidance and wisdom that may come through. And as we stay in this peaceful place, let us open ourselves to a deeper connection with the divine. Imagine a beautiful golden light radiating down from above, surrounding and enveloping you in a warm embrace. This is the pure and loving energy of the universe, always present and ready to guide and support. With each breath, feel this golden light filling your entire being, body, mind, and spirit. Allow it to heal any areas of tension and discomfort within you, and fill you with peace, love, and clarity. As we are surrounded in this loving energy, let us take time to release anything that no longer serves our highest good. This could be anything from thoughts, emotions, or attachments that we are holding on to that don't serve our highest and best. With each inhale, imagine the golden universal light coming in. And on exhale, visualize these things leaving your body and dissipating into the air. Knowing that you are freeing yourself from their hold and making space for positive energy to flow in. And as we begin to come back, take a moment to express gratitude for the present moment, appreciating all that you have experienced and learned during this time, knowing that it will help guide you on your spiritual journey. Take one more deep breath in and slowly exhale. And when you're ready, begin to come back and open your eyes. Welcome back, everyone. Now it's my pleasure to introduce today's speaker, and that will be Reverend Charles Cappadlo. Reverend Charles is a resident medium out at Camp Chesterfield. He's also a board member and also works out at the museum there at camp. If you ever get the chance to come on to the beautiful grounds of Camp Chesterfield and have a chance to go to the museum, I highly recommend it. So now, if you would, please help Reverend Charles prepare with a song from Laura Stack.
Thanks, Reverend James. We're doing This Land Is Your Land in honor of Memorial Day today. Oh, well, tomorrow, technically. This land is your land. This land is my land. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I was walking that river north highway, I saw above me an endless skyway. I saw below me a golden valley. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. This land was made for you and me. Reverend Charles.
Thank you, Miss Laura. I appreciate that. Good morning, friends. Welcome to our Sunday spiritual gathering. I'm excited and honored to be here with you, sharing this beautiful energy. Today, I would like for us to reflect on the significance of Memorial Day from a spiritual perspective. This weekend, we honor the memories of those who have sacrificed their lives to serve our country, and we also will delve into a deeper spiritual meanings behind this day of remembrance. We know that this weekend we will celebrate Memorial Weekend with our friends and family. We'll have cookouts and we'll have time off of work. And truly, we do celebrate that. Food, fellowship, family, we definitely want to celebrate that. But we also want to take time to remember that Memorial Day is a day just a little bit more than time off of work or time for barbecues. It is also a solemn occasion where we can collectively pause to remember and honor the men and women who died in military services. This act of remembrance is a profound spiritual exercise, one that aligns with many principles of spiritualism. Let us take a moment to truly appreciate the depth of what Memorial Day truly, truly represents. It is a day for collective mourning. It is a time when we as a nation acknowledge the profound loss of lives given in the pursuit of peace and freedom. By doing so, we participate in a communal act of reverence and gratitude, which is in itself a spiritual practice. In spiritualism, a central tenet is the belief in the continuity of life. Death is not seen as an end. Oh, no, it is not. But rather, a transition to another beautiful plane of existence. The spirits of our departed friends, loved ones and service members continue to exist, and they can communicate with us from their home now in the spirit world. This belief provides us all comfort and reassurance that those we honor this weekend on Memorial Day, they are still with us in spirit. Not just in our minds and our memories, but they truly continue to exist. As we gather today, let us open up our hearts and our minds to the presence of those who have passed. Imagine a world beyond our physical senses, a realm where the spirits of our loved ones now dwell. In this realm, they continue to watch over us, guiding us, and supporting us. Their bravery and sacrifice has not been forgotten. Rather, they live on in a different form, continuing to support us and influence us in our lives in ways that we often don't even recognize. We can connect with the spiritual realm through meditation and prayer, seeking to feel the presence of our departed loved ones. By doing so, we honor their memory and reaffirm our belief in the eternal nature of the soul. Remembering and honoring the dead or departed is a deeply spiritual act. It acknowledges the interconnectedness of all souls and the eternal bonds that we share. By paying tribute to those who have fallen, we affirm the values of courage, selflessness, and love that they embodied. We celebrate these individuals, these people, not the reasons why they were sent into the service. We are acknowledging and honoring and celebrating these people. In our spiritual practice, we can use this Memorial Day as a time to connect with the spirits of the departed, whether through meditation, prayer, or simply a moment of silence. We can invite their presence into our hearts and into our minds. This act of remembrance helps to keep their legacy alive and allows us to draw strength and inspiration from their lives. I want us all to take a moment here now. I want you to go ahead and close your eyes for a moment. And I want you to bring to your mind the image of a loved one who has passed, who served in military service. We all have someone or know of someone that served in the military that is now passed on the other side. I want you to send the invitation to them, inviting them to move closely to you at this moment. I want you to feel their presence. I want you to feel their love, feel their energy. And in this sacred space that we have just created, we honor them. We remember their sacrifices and the lessons they have taught us. Through this act of remembrance, we strengthen our spiritual connections and reaffirm our commitment to live by the values they exemplified. Now I want you to send them gratitude and appreciation, and then allow yourself to come back to your space. The sacrifices made by those we honor today are a testament to the power of love and duty. In spiritualism, we recognize that true sacrifice is an act of profound spiritual significance. It is the expression of the highest form of love, the willingness to give one's life for the greater good. When we reflect on the sacrifices of our fallen brothers and sisters, we are reminded of the potential for greatness within each and every one of us. Their courage and selflessness serves as a beacon, guiding us toward a more compassionate and just world. Let us honor their memory by striving to embody these qualities in our own lives. Courage and selflessness, compassion and love. Consider the magnitude of their sacrifice, the ultimate gifts of their life. We often hear the phrase, all gave some, but some gave all. It is a powerful reminder of the depth of human compassion and the capacity for heroic actions. As we go about our daily lives, let us keep their example and their sacrifices in our minds. Allow us to strive to live with that same courage and dedication to the greater good for humanity. One of the most amazing and beautiful aspects of spiritualism that I talk about and will reiterate until the day I die and even beyond is the belief that we can communicate with the spirits of those who have gone before. On this Memorial Day and on this weekend, we can seek to establish a connection with the spirits of those who have passed. We can ask for their guidance, their protection, and their wisdom. We can create a sacred space for this connection by lighting a candle, offering a prayer, or simply sitting in quiet contemplation. As we open ourselves to higher spiritual realms, we may receive messages or feelings of comfort and reassurance from those that we honor. Their presence can provide us with strength and clarity as we navigate our own lives. At this moment, I have a candle here. I am now going to light this candle as a symbol I light this candle as a symbol of the light that our departed loved ones continue to shine in our lives. This light represents symbolically their ongoing presence and their guidance in our lives from the spirit world. As we sit in this sacred space around each and every one of us at this moment, let us open up our hearts to any messages or feelings that our loved ones wish to share with us. As you sense and feel your loved ones, your spirit guides, and those you love on the other side, inviting them close to you at this moment, I want us to take a moment of silence and feel and experience the presence of your loved ones as they gather around you. I want us to take just a moment here. Feel and experience the presence of your loved ones. Feel their energy, their love, their courage, and their strength that they send to you now. Express your gratitude and appreciation for them. And to them we say namaste. Memorial Day, I'm going to set this candle over here. Hopefully you can still see it. Memorial Day offers us an opportunity to reflect on the values of unity and peace. The lives lost in conflict remind us of the importance of working together towards a world where sacrifices like this are no longer necessary. Spiritualism teaches us that we are all interconnected and that peace and harmony are attainable when we recognize our shared humanity, when we realize and understand that we are all brothers and sisters, we are family. Let us use this day, this Memorial weekend, this Memorial Day, to take time to recommit ourselves to the pursuit of peace, both within ourselves and in the world around us. By fostering love, understanding, and compassion. By doing these things, fostering love, understanding, and compassion, we can honor the memories of those who have died in service because they died in service to help create a world of harmony and peace. By fostering these things, we can work to help to create a more harmonious world. In our daily interactions, let us strive to be agents of peace, whether it is through small acts of kindness or efforts to resolve conflicts, we can make a difference. Let the sacrifices of those whom we honor this weekend inspire us to build a world where peace prevails and where future generations can live free from fear of war. As we conclude these reflections today on this Memorial Weekend and on this Memorial Service, Memorial Day, let us carry forward the lessons and inspirations that we have gained. Let us remember that the spirits of those we honor are always with us, guiding and supporting us from the higher spiritual realms. Their sacrifices are not in vain, for they continue to inspire us to live lives of courage, love, and service. May we keep their memories alive in our hearts and strive to build a world that honors their legacy. Let us walk the path of peace and unity, knowing that we are never truly alone, for the spirit world is always by our side. Thank you all for joining me in this time of reflection. May the light of those we honor continue to shine brightly in our lives, and may their spirits find peace, rest, and tranquility. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Oh, wow, Reverend Charles, that was a great spirit talk on the remembrance of loved ones and the importance of Memorial Day and remembering those that have gone before us and have helped us out in our life. You know, and great message on getting us to tap into spirit and to continue to share those bonds with those that we love and care about on the other side. All right, so it's now time in the service where we traditionally have our offering. We have an online option to allow for an easier donation experience for our attendees.